You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Pope Francis has told the faithful never to despair, as the Lord's grace is always present to those who put their trust in him. The Pope was speaking to the faithful at the Wednesday General Audience, during which he continued his catechesis on Christian hope. Pope Francis greeted the crowds in St. Peter's Square, telling them that this is the last catechesis on the subject of Christian hope, which has accompanied us since the beginning of the liturgical year. And so he said, "I will end by talking about heaven as the goal of our hope."
E concluderò parlando del paradiso come meta della nostra speranza.
Paradise, the Pope said, is one of the last words spoken by Jesus on the cross when he addresses the good thief. And reflecting on that scene from the Gospel, the Pope said, "Jesus is not alone. Next to him, right and left, there are two offenders." On Calvary, he said, on that tragic and holy Friday, for Jesus, it was the extreme moment of solidarity with sinners. And it is interesting to note, he said, that this is the only instance in which the word paradise appears in the Gospels.
Questo è interessante. È l'unica volta che la parola paradiso compare nei Vangeli.
He recalled the poor devil who, on the cross, had the courage to express the most humble of wishes. "Remember me," he said to Jesus, "when you enter into your kingdom." He did not have good deeds to assert. He had nothing, but he put his trust into Jesus. And his humble words of repentance, the Pope said, were enough to touch the Lord's heart. This tells us, he said, that the Lord's solidarity with us sinners culminated on the cross, where in one of the final acts he opened the gates of heaven to a repentant criminal. This miracle, he continued, is repeated countless times in hospitals and in prison cells. There is no person, no matter how bad, to whom grace is denied. Where there is Jesus, he said, there is mercy and happiness. Without him, there is cold and darkness. And if we believe this, the Pope said, we stop being afraid of death, and we can hope to leave this world in a serene and trusting way.
Chi ha conosciuto Gesù non teme più nulla.
At the hour of death, the Christian must say to Jesus, just like the good thief did, "Remember me." And even if there is no one who remembers us, Jesus is there besides us. At that moment, the Pope concluded, we will no longer need anything. We will not see in a confused way. We will not weep unnecessarily, because everything will be gone except for love that remains, because, he said, charity never ends. I'm Linda Bordoni.